Now we have in Psalm 50 here a psalm of Asaph. Asaph was a musician. He was one of the three great song leaders in the temple. Heman, Asaph, and Ethan were the three. And this psalm is a great psalm. It's a judgment psalm. And here we see God coming in righteousness to judge his people. It's right before this marvelous, very wonderful 51st psalm that we'll come to next time. Now listen to it, how it opens. The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come, shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. Now, this is a great psalm, a wonderful psalm, and this is the introduction to it. The mighty God is coming. What a glorious anticipation that should be for the child of God. Someday, friends, we shall see him. We shall see him. That's the prospect of the believer today. Now, there goes out again this call to hear, beginning in verse 4. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. When God's ready to judge, he wants plenty of witnesses to be there to make sure that he's righteous in all that he does. He says, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. That will be Israel, you see. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. The Lord Jesus is going to be the judge. The Father said he'd committed all judgment to the Son. Now, here in verse 7, hear, O my people, and I'll speak, O Israel. I'll testify against thee. I'm God, even thy God. Now he says, I'll not reprove thee for thy sacrifices, or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. The important thing was, had you been in Jerusalem at this time and later on when the temple was built, you would have raised the question with the Lord. You would have said, well, look, Lord, you're criticizing these people. They've always come out on Sunday night. They come to prayer meeting on Wednesday night. They're always present. Why, they're just busy as termites around the temple here, and they're serving all the time. Well, sure they were. Just going to church, you know, is not the important thing. I think it's important, but it hasn't anything to do, really, with a person's relationship with God. You better establish that relationship through Christ, and then you'll want to go to church. Now, will you notice, verse 8, I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices, thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I'll take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. And God says, do you think you were really giving me something when you brought sacrifices to me? Why, God says, they all belong to me anyway. And if I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you. Thou drop down now, because this is a picture of judgment. Verse 15, and call upon me in the day of trouble, I'll deliver thee. And what a marvelous insertion this is here. God asks his people to come to him, but the wicked, God intends to judge them. And God says, I didn't let you get by with sin. Verse 21, these things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such a one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. Now he says, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conduct aright will I show the salvation of God.